It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Many, many French fries.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
We're going back, baby! And there ain't nothing you can do about it! America's worst nightmare is back! We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years! Pack your bags, start our buses, we're coming home, Boston!
Boston, Fred Tucher from the Tucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub, joins us. Yeah, something tells me, Fred, that no one in Boston cares that he's not the greatest quote, right?
Well, no, there's two things that get him going. One is talking about punters, and second is a little music by Bon Jovi. If you talk about Bon Jovi, he immediately lights up. So that is a way to the man's heart.
All right, well, that's if we ever get him, Mac, that's the way we'll start
him
out.
Bon Jovi's the way. You know, my partner and I differ, Fred, on the way the Patriots are handling this thing.
Oh, what fun from them. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. As we continue the week before the week of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is going on. The NFL, with the a lot of time to kind of get into the spirit of things.
Well, I think something that might help us get into the spirit of things is, Fred, I'm going to start the show off with a gift to you and John Wallach. It's not from me. It is from a listener. But
oh, yeah.
It's not one made out of, like, body hair or toenails or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, boy.
It's like... Chachi used to get. This is one that we truly will all appreciate.
Okay.
Fred, it's finally here. Your T-shirt.
Does this ever get old?
Ah!
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice grilled hot dog slice?
Oh, nice.
You like it, right?
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see.
Yeah! There's your T-shirt. It has a picture of Mr. RKK on it, and it says... You ever not like having a nice grilled hot dog sliced? You like it right.
Very nice.
And to that I say, thank you, sir. I will give the person proper credit when I find the thing that was sent with it. Hey, John, that
thank
is for you.
Oh, lost it in the lights.
John Wallach missing.
I see it because of the light.
John Wallach missing a shirt tossed right at him.
And I don't blame him. These lights are ridiculous. Are these going to be on all the time
yep.
now?
They're
all
on all
right.
the time now.
Why?
I
looked
up,
and all of a sudden, now there's like a big black spot right in my eye. I can't see you at the moment. Why do we have the TV lights on?
I don't know.
The Twitch people need to see our faces in full Technicolor, apparently.
People weren't having a problem seeing us on Twitch.
Apparently, they were.
No, they weren't.
This is a mandate from on high, apparently, that we need the lights on now.
Yep, we got the big lights on and everything is having fun.
Now, apparently...
No. The problem that they had was the light coming in the window behind Fred's head where it looked like for a moment he was God.
I like that.
It wasn't that they couldn't see us. Why?
Nick put the lights on before we started and I said, okay, that light's right in my face. And Nick said, that's 15%. So apparently the lights could be a lot worse than this. This is the lights as non-invasive as they can possibly
be. Okay, I'm a team player. I'm not going to be a jackass, but I think there's a compromise here. I mean, we are getting our retinas burned.
Yep,
the way it is now, and there's got to be something between
you
what toss we had.
That right, you see that light right above you?
I don't
you
play
toss that right in there, and I could not see.
I don't
blame
Wog for missing it because he was essentially looking at the sun. He was looking
you
at the
deal
sun.
Deal with the lights. You got to deal with the sun sometimes.
I know, but the sun doesn't shine in my face. It shines on your head. It's different.
Well, I'll tell you, the it makes you, not want to kill yourself for a while,
which is why they put the windows in here in the first place.
Yeah, you know the. Environmental therapy, or the where they put the, right. In these cold months, they put the you're supposed to stare at a light for a half an hour.
Yeah, it's too much.
I've already stood up for myself. No more
On the lights.
No, I don't care about the lights.
Oh, you see, this is annoying. Yeah, I think there's got.
I could not agree with you.
I didn't even realize they were on.
Yeah, there has to be I'll meet them halfway.
I'm fine.
Because there's no... Was anyone complaining?
In all honesty, Rich, I think that's the lowest that it goes.
That's what I'm saying.
Nick was saying 15%. That's the lowest
that it goes. What I mean is that there's like one, two, three. There's like four of these giant grill lights. And then there's this one that's like two that are right in my eyes.
Yeah, I got two like, there and there. That
can't
are in
we
my
turn
face.
Off like...
No.
Like a third of them.
There's one switch. It's a slide level. And we're at 15%. That's the lowest it'll go.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Nick told me before we started, I'm like, hey, Wallach, I love you, but this is the best I can do for you.
No, again,
you said he loved you?
No one
yes,
was.
Yes, he did.
That's very nice.
He said he loved me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he never told me that. No one is complaining. Like, no one was complaining. Why did we do that?
About I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Left the water bottle in the car, and now it's frozen.
Yeah. Well, I did the same thing yesterday.
You know, it's cold.
Yeah. 5 degrees outside.
Dude, it sucks.
That's why I went outside only for about a half an hour yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. The wind chill was minus 12. And, you had to... You step outside, and I have to walk my dog. And,
oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, you see,
I have a backyard, and you don't, so it makes it a little easier. I had an opportunity to walk the dog yesterday. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah,
sorry, you're staying in. If you have to go out, just let me know. I'll open up the slide door. You just scamper out there.
At least this new dog works with me. Like, he goes outside, and he's like, he's having cold. I'm going to pee, and he does his thing. I used to have this dog, two of them, rather, bulldogs, who would go outside and just look at you. And he'd be like, dude, go. It is freezing. For God's sakes, I'm about to die. And they would just stare at you. And I'd keep walking and like, maybe this is the tree that'll do it. And nope. And then like you would do it for maybe 5-10 minutes and finally your body's like, F it, I got to get inside. And as soon as you go inside, my dog would pee on the floor.
Yep.
the cold would literally make their brain freeze.
Yeah.
So they were just like, I forgot to do what I was supposed to do. But thank goodness my dog now just goes outside. I'll just like pee. I don't care if there's someone walking by, I'll pee on their shoes. Like immediately as soon as it gets outside.
Oh, you don't want the dog to pee on someone's shoes.
No, I don't, but I don't want to freeze either. So
you wouldn't let the dog pee on someone's shoes, please.
No, I usually feign that I'm like, no, don't do it here, Yoda. Let's go to the park. Please don't. And meanwhile, I'm not giving any tug or anything on the leash. Just to take care of it so I can go inside.
And then when the dog urinates on people's shoes, what do they say?
Well, people are usually standing at the crosswalk, and there is a light there at the crosswalk, and he'll pee on the little post.
Okay.
And the splash will go kind of towards his shoes. So he's not peeing directly on the shoes, but I mean, it'll ricochet, and it has before. And I'm always like, oh, please don't, Yoda, don't do it here. And I'm not pulling or doing anything, just letting him finish.
Darn it, now I have to go back inside.
Right, it's a nice comforting scolding voice. Yoda, don't. And then, of course, we're done and we go back inside. Because this sucks. This is no fun for anyone. And this is the time, too, where it's like, I mean, you step on the snow and it's like it's a frozen sheet on the top. And we have like a couple of inches, too. So, I mean, if you were to crash down into it, it'd be pretty thick. But everyone's slipping and busting their ass. It is not fun. But this is supposed to end, what, Wednesday?
No,
tomorrow?
Later today, I think we reached the 20s today.
But that's not going to melt anything. Woo-hoo. It's supposed to be like 47
tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow.
Well, yesterday was a Boston record for the new lowest high temperature of 10 for January 21st.
Awesome.
So yippee-ki, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, they had the least amount of snow in January, and then now it's the coldest. It's, everything's working like clockwork. Nothing weird's going on. Any more about TSA in Atlanta?
Nope. Nope. Nothing new.
That seems to be consuming me.
Although, however, later on I have a little part of an interview. You know, sometimes the world looks for heroes. When there's a tragedy like this where, you know, people are not tragedy, but it's a difficult time where people are not able to get through security within less than like an hour, sometimes 3 hours. You heard it after the Super Bowl. But there is indeed a band that has said, you know what? We got this super cool, awesome chain of restaurants at mostly airports. And if you would like to have a free burger over at Kiss's Rockin' Brews restaurant, we're hooking you up if you're a TSA worker.
John Bon Jovi doing the same thing.
Oh, really? What's up? So it's like all
he's
these
just
like
providing food.
Okay. Well, Paul Stanley was on CNN last night.
Oh, God. Was he in makeup?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Although Gene Simmons, it was great, too, because they recorded some video and put it online, and Gene Simmons just sucks. He's like there in his glasses and he's trying to be all cool. And then like Paul Stanley starts talking. Like now we're. So they invited Paul Stanley on CNN and said, you know, Gene, you just stay at home.
I'm promoting my art show. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Oh, of course I do, yeah.
His art show, he paints now and like puts them in galleries and they're all pictures of himself.
Are they of himself?
Oh, mostly. Yeah.
Okay.
Like with, you know, like. You know, like fairies and gods, like around him.
You know, it's like him standing in a cloud and it's God, like touching his finger.
Yes, exactly.
Like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. 1% off sides.
I have to be honest. This is going to be, part of me almost like just wants to see what the chaos is like.
Okay, there's 0%. -4% of me that wants to see any chaos at all.
No, almost like I don't want to be part of it, and I obviously want the shutdown to end. I want everyone to get paid, but just what a monumental cluster F is that going to be the day after the Super Bowl? I mean, it is going to be absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, well, we'll not be there, so I'm hoping. Apparently, Boomer Esiason was in the Atlanta airport for something, and he said it was fine. So we'll see.
Yep, we'll see. It also wasn't the day after the Super Bowl.
Well, no, but that's of no concern to me.
Yeah, I guess you're
right.
The
day after the Super Bowl.
No. I think coming back on Friday, which I believe we are, it's going to be, I mean, we're hearing like an hour and a half at the longest.
That's fine.
That sucks.
An hour and a half sucks. Well, considering what it was supposed to be, that's half of what we were led to believe.
No. Half of what we were led to believe if we were leaving the day after the Super Bowl.
Oh,
the day after the Super Bowl, they're saying, could be up to 3 hours.
Okay. All right, Rich, what happened last night? What will we talk about?
Oh, we had something very interesting happening at the Celtics game last night, and I'm not talking about Kyrie Irving once again going off. And on top of that, we have some major conspiracies involving not the New Orleans game, but the Patriots game.
A lot of time to think about that. Mm-hmm. We will have all that for you in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 95 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Kyrie just isn't going to let the Celtics lose.
Kyrie dribbling low through two men, attacks the paint, flips it up, and in.
She got to be so ridiculously special to get through those gaps and those seams the way Kyrie Irving gets
through.
He's
just indecisive, too. He knows exactly what's about to happen. 56-50, another turnover. Ball falls out of the hands of Richardson. Kyrie gobbles it up, charging up the right side, goes through his legs, bounce pass for Marcus Smart, who knocks down a three at last.
That was pretty good.
Well, after the Celtics 22-point lead.
Three at last, Martin Luther King Day.
I got it.
It was Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, didn't realize that.
Yeah. Dismissing three the great work of
trivializing it, I would think. Well, the Celtics 22-point lead was dwindled down to a single digits in the fourth. Kyrie said, I got this, and took over. 107-99 over the Heat, the final score. Kyrie ripped off another 26 points and 10 assists, but it's what he did on the defensive end that was the most impressive last night.
Kyrie slaps the ball away from Adebayo. Horford lead for Kyrie. Behind the back pass for the trailer, Marcus Morris hits the three. Timeout, Eric Spoelstra.
Celtics
running him out of the building.
You know what? Kyrie is putting ketchup on the cake. It's just, it doesn't even need to be up there. It's good. He's had ketchup.
What?
Yeah.
20 points, 10 assists for Kyrie Irving. Many of them have a high degree of difficulty.
You see, ketchup on a cake to me would be ruining.
Yeah, no, cake. I heard this in the car last night. I was on my way back from Bryant, and they took about, because it was a 22-point game early in the fourth quarter, they dove back into this, and Max had to explain it.
What did he say?
Yeah, he said that ketchup on a cake was good, and I'm in the car, and I'm incredulous about this, and Granny looked at him, as I have done in the past, and go, well, Max, that's kind of weird. Why would you say that?
Because he's saying that you're taking something great and you're just adding something better on it.
Yeah.
But I would contend that he's never had ketchup on a cake in his entire life.
I would bet you're probably right about that.
Next time you do a game with him.
Yes.
Because there's always cake in the back room.
There is.
He's always eating it.
Yeah, he's always eating
it.
Yes. I want you to say, I want to watch you put ketchup on that cake.
Okay, deal.
Because there's no way you're eating that.
All right.
None. Or you're just talking. Done. Or just words just shooting out of your mouth.
Well, Max has admitted that. Max is like, I don't know. Just, you know, it's just what I say, and, you know, did it get publicity? Fine. People listen. That's good.
No. Okay, so he's never said that around you.
What, ketchup on a cake?
Yeah. No, he's never said
that. No, that's a first.
I've never heard him say that.
All right. So that's just stream of consciousness.
Yes, that's what that is.
That's I love lamp. Because there's probably ketchup and a cake in front of him.
Sure.
And for some reason, he thought it would be a delicious metaphor.
The man is in better shape than I, and he just consumes it with his suit. It appears just constant sugar.
Yeah, because he has to fill, 6'10" of human being?
Yeah, no, he's a tall guy, right?
Very, very tall. Yeah. Well, Kyrie, a guy who was killed for his lack of defense before he came to Boston, racked up a career-high 8 steals last night. He tied Marcus Smart and Rajon Rondo for the most steals by a Celtics player since 99 when Paul Pierce had 9 of them. On top of that, he is now offensively playing with like this ridiculous amount of what they call swagger, like these between the legs backwards passes, as you heard there, around the back assists. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that, you know, was straight from the Uncle Drew movie. It's like he's peacocking and showboating. And to be quite honest, it hasn't been. I was talking to Mike about this, you know, for that brief moment where Isaiah Thomas was what he was during that 1 year. Like, that's the last time I can remember, like, a guy just going, all right, I can take over this game at any time I want and just destroy. I mean, no matter how far we're down, I can do this. Kyrie Irving seems to be that guy on a consistent basis.
Ever since that talk with LeBron, things have changed a little bit.
I mean, listen.
Buried the hatchet.
I guess they did.
Yep. Ever since that talk with LeBron, things have changed. But, I mean, this is all what we thought Kyrie was going
to
be anyway, right? I mean,
but it's amazing to see. You're right. He's the best player
on the team, and he can take over whenever he wants. He said as much earlier this season. He can do what he wants out there. The question is, how do you get everyone else involved?
It's almost like he's like letting the other guys score. Like he's being generous.
Yeah,
like, here
that's
you go.
Correct.
Take this. And then at any point, he goes, I got it.
Well, we said that too. The way that the Celtics win the game is they have balanced scoring. And then when the other team gets close, Kyrie goes off.
Yep.
And by the way, that happened again last night.
Yep.
If you take a look at the box score, all the starters had pluses. All the bench players had minuses. And Brad Stevens did his best. I mean, it was tied at halftime. Celtics blew the game open in the third quarter. They were up 22 early in the fourth. Stevens put the bench in, and then the lead went back down to single digits. And Brad says, all right, let's put the starters back in, and Kyrie finished the game off.
And what's funny
is how it works with this team.
And that's not even inconsistent. I mean, Kyrie's consistent. But, I mean, there's been games where it's been the bench who have gone off,
right,
and then the starters
but
have been
cold.
But
the bottom line is always Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Break glass in case of emergency.
And
he's the guy. That's what this team is, and that's fine. Because he is the best player on this team.
He's one of the best closers in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to watch. But here he is afterwards on his night last night.
Probably just our intensity, our attention to detail, and then just our effort on both ends of the floor to really get up in guys and really make it tough. Obviously, teams are going to make some tough shots. You know, just knowing other teams' tendencies and just, you know, kind of playing the odds, but making a miss as well.
All right, so the Celtics have won 4 games in a row and 9 in a row at home. It's their longest streak here since the 2015-16 season. They face the Cavs on Wednesday night. All of this, a warm-up for the main event, the Warriors game on Saturday, which will be fun because it's a true measuring stick for the team. We'll see where they stand when they truly want to win a game. I have a feeling they have no problem getting up for that one. Should be a good one. Now, some people are saying that because of the 6 p.m. start yesterday and the cold weather that was outside and maybe a Patriots hangover, that the crowd at the TD Garden yesterday was sleepy. Well, that couldn't have been more apparent than when the NBC Sports Boston cameras zoomed in on our own Mark Bertrand, looking like he was catching a few Z's in the crowd last night. And here's how it sounded.
Oh, boy.
C Sports Boston, don't miss our daily simulcast each weekday from 10 to 2 for the latest in Boston sports talk. So I see what he's doing. Zolak and Bertrand, they're brought to you by Awakened 180 Weight Loss. That is Mark right there. This guy, don't let him fall. Don't let him fall.
Let me see.
Why did he
I gotta see this.
Have you not seen it?
No, I'm not. Hold on. Let me come over to
the first of all, I don't blame him for... Dude is out.
He was dead to do.
Well, look at this. And by the way, they're doing a promo for the show zooming right in, and he is out like a light. Oh. And then all of a sudden, his head pokes up and, wait, what? There he is. And he's like,
he did post game till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Then he came in and did the midday show.
Yep.
Then he went to a Celtics game.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame him for falling asleep for a second. And by the way, he tweeted after that. Oh, WTF NBC Boston. I am not asleep.
Yeah.
And to that I say, you were asleep, but at the end, you tried to pull it off as if you were looking at your phone, because his phone does make an appearance at the bottom. And I don't blame you. Dude, you like worked a zillion hours, you know, between the post game, as you said, you know, great. But don't try to play it off like you weren't asleep. And by the way, much credit to the NBC Sports Boston cameraman. That was pretty funny. I mean,
they waited for that moment.
they waited to promote the show until they had that video of him nodding off.
Yeah, I don't know why he would possibly go to that game. I mean, there's a time where it's just, why are you going? You're going to be miserable the whole time.
Right, just say, oh, I think I'll skip this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to be miserable this entire time. I'm going to be going to sleep in my chair. But good for Bertrand. Why did he say that he wasn't asleep?
I don't know. Like, why be embarrassed that you were asleep? Just say, yeah, I was asleep.
It's his prerogative. Why can't he sleep?
I love Gorman saying, whoop, he's about to fall over. Somebody help him up, because he was kind of doing the thing. It's called a certainly. Whenever I fall asleep, I'm constantly headbanging.
I just think it's amazing that people can fall asleep in those public places.
You couldn't fall asleep at a game?
Hell no.
I could.
With a lot of people around.
I think I
can't
could.
Do that. Well, you have, I'm told, this gift.
Yeah.
You have a gift that I wish I had.
I'll fall asleep anywhere.
No, God. And I can't sleep on planes. I can't sleep. I could Neither never fall I. asleep at a game. It just, you fall asleep in front of people. I constantly worry about drooling on myself in front of somebody.
Well, I can't do that.
I've
drugged myself on like a coast from like here to LA trip.
I can't sleep for more than 20 minutes at a time.
My wife has taped me and I'm full on head back, like snoring loud, annoying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I can do it.
I apologize to the people I sit next to sometimes. I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm kind of a violent, heavy sleeper. So what I do is, like, my head will just kind of slowly drift to the side, and it'll just whip it back up. And I'll do that for 2 hours. Like, I'll do it for the flight.
There's nothing worse than waking up if you've been waking up and realizing you're on a plane.
The only time I was ever really able to comfortably sleep on a flight, it was actually a flight with you guys, the flight back from Indianapolis the Friday before the Super Bowl.
well, that was hysterical.
That was the only flight I was able to sleep on because there was no one on the plane.
So what was great about that flight was that it was on the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday.
This is the Patriots-Giants the second time.
So what had happened was whatever airline we were on had obviously added more flights coming in from Boston into Indianapolis.
Right.
But who is leaving Indianapolis and going to Boston on the Friday before?
Nope.
Nobody.
Right.
So Fred and I and John are waiting to get on. And it was kind of funny because Fred upgraded.
He was all talk that day. you suckers are going to sit in coach. I'm sitting in first class.
They offered me the upgrade.
But you use like points or miles?
No. Just offered me an upgrade.
Well, it was kind of funny because so we're all sitting in the little, and a bunch of people are coming off and we're waiting to load on. And it's like a ton of people. It's a full flight. And so we're sitting in waiting to board. And I'm looking around. I'm like, are we at the right gate? Because there's only like five people here. And so they start loading, and they say, first class, please enter the plane. And Fred goes
quick, wicket, and nod. See you later.
And sits down. And then they say, all right, everyone else. And like the rest, the four of us went walking in. We had a gigantic three seats on each side of the plane, like 35 rows, entire plane to ourselves. It was four of us in the back and Fred in the front.
The best part, Rich, you're leaving us out the best part. There were, I think, four of us in coach and two people in first class. And Rich and myself and one other guy were all in like the first four rows of coach. and there's one woman who had a window seat over the wing and did not move. Yeah. She went, I'm sitting in 16A and ain't nobody going to move me.
I was going to be a jackass and like sit directly next to that guy. I didn't know. Just to be like, hey, looks like we're sitting together. Yeah. And the whole entire plane is empty.
You should have. It would have been the best.
I like talking.
I'm going to be the guy that talks to you.
I'm a violent sleeper. Get used to it.
All right, Rich, what do we have coming up on the way?
All right, let's get to some kind of legitimate conspiracy that came out of the Patriots game. Something that, if it would have happened at Gillette, there would have been a lot of national coverage of this thing.
Oh, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, there's been more and more video leaked off of the field of the Patriots' big win over the Chiefs the other day, and not only is it filled with these horrible swears that the children should not be able to hear, but there is a constant theme of they didn't believe in us, and this is a an exchange between Tom Brady and Chris Hogan hugging as the game ended.
You're too old. You're too slow. We got no skill players. We got no defense. We got nothing. Unreal, bro.
So they're going with that, which is good for them. And as far as the too old thing, here's a statistic I saw yesterday. Every offensive and defensive starter from the last Rams Pat Super Bowl has been retired for at least 5 years, except Tom Brady. 5 years out of the
That's
league.
Something right there. Yeah.
Except for him.
I mean, we moved here in 2006.
Yep.
And he was already well established.
Oh yeah, I know. It's
I mean, it's very odd.
It's but when you put it in that perspective, that's pretty ridiculous.
Like he's been playing football as long as I've been doing morning radio. I mean, I started morning radio when I was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
So 24 maybe.
Well,
so I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like a lifetime. Well, I've had kids. One of them's 10. One of them's 8. Well, and that was well into his career.
Well, this is kind of ridiculous because, I mean, if you ever doubt just how big the NFL is, despite over the past couple of years people saying, I mean, this year the quality of the product was excellent. I thought that this was a great season. The year before, maybe not so much. But CBS says the Patriots Chiefs got 53.9 million viewers. That's more than twice as many viewers as the Academy Awards last year and about three times as many viewers as the most watched World Series and NBA Finals games last year. Three times as many just for the AFC Championship. So, and I think also that the NFC Championship didn't do quite as well. I think it was one of the lower rated ones in the past, like, 5 or 6 years.
People watch the Patriots, and Patriots fans here watch the Patriots because they want them to win. The rest of the country watch the Patriots because they want them to lose. But either way, whatever game the Patriots are in, people are watching.
You know what's weird, though? Doesn't it seem like the Patriots are going against a team with no fan base? Like, the Rams, like, who's their fan base right now?
Well, the Rams, well, their fan base would be obviously people now that have just bought their jerseys. And there are a contingent of people from St. Louis that still follow that team. But, yes, not a lot.
No, because, yeah, I mean, you're right. A lot of the St. Louis fans are pissed. Obviously, they moved, so they've, you know, sworn them off. And then in Los Angeles, I mean, we know that the difficulty that both of those teams have had, the Chargers and the Rams, in order to get some sort of footing and some sort of traction with having a real fan base. And you wonder, like, let's say that the Rams end up winning the Super Bowl. Do you think that all of a sudden all of those like TSLs for the new stadium are going to completely sell out, or is it still going to be a pain in the ass? Because isn't it like a ridiculous amount of money or something?
I think they'll sell out.
Okay. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe
yeah,
you're right.
I think that if you win a Super Bowl, that changes things. All of a sudden people become big fans.
Sure. Well,
it's funny. I just want to say one thing real quick. They had a picture of like a local sports bar in L.A. during the NFC Championship game. It said, feel the passion. And it was like that night when they were flashing to the bar when the Red Sox were winning.
You know,
there's a couple of guys having sandwiches, guys like, you know, knee deep in chicken wings. And that was it. There was no one was looking at the TV. That's what it's like.
It was like when the guy from Atlanta was singing, "We're shipping you back to Boston."
Right, and no one was watching him. Yep. Right.
Which has become required.
Rick Kamla, yeah.
Required watching it during almost every meeting.
Now we are going to see him next week, correct?
I hope so. Oh, hope please. So.
Yeah.
This one's for Fratello. This one's for Schroeder.
Yep.
Oh, Rick Kamla. I mean, he
Schroeder.
Schroeder, yes.
Point guard. Mm-hmm. Rich, Dennis Schroeder. Yes. He's got like a weird coloring.
He's got umlauts in his name, right?
What's that?
Does he have umlauts in his name?
Yes, he does.
Oh, mm-hmm. So in the hierarchy of Atlanta superstars and fast.
They said Pachulia.
Yeah.
This one's for Pachulia.
Yeah, I've heard of Pachulia. I know who the Schroeder
is. Schroeder's the point guard that you didn't like in the playoff series. He was, you know, kind of an agitator.
You may have more championships.
But we have more champion chicks.
There you go.
Maybe you guys can recreate it. You sing along with him when you see him.
You know what? That'd be great. Just have him on the show and just say, can we recreate the song? And I'll just get shipping it up to Boston to play.
I'm sure he knows
I'll leave the words in it and everything so he can Dundee it. He can just like rap right over the Dropkick Murphy singing, which should be...
We made it Boston our biatch. That's right.
Atlanta rocks and Boston sucks, and I'm only telling the truth. Hey, way to go with that big decision to trade away Babe Ruth.
Where's the music? Somebody get the music.
Way to go with the decision to trade Babe Ruth.
What was the line before we have our championships? But you may have our championships, we have our champion chicks. Oh, man. I forget.
Buckner.
Well, they have the one guy that just says Buckner. Yeah. Yeah. He's sitting down.
Hey, Sully. Rap alone, you have to have a crew.
You drown in chowder?
Well, there's one guy that's just dancing in the back.
Yeah.
And then there's...
MC Hammer doesn't go up there by himself. He's got guys dancing around behind him.
No, but Kamla, he's standing, and then there's a guy dancing around him. And there's another guy sitting down. And he's the one that goes, hey, Sully, why don't you take another steroid?
It's our house now. We don't want it because it's in Boston.
Yeah, he says.
It's like when you can try to get insulted by like a
fourth grader. Now we have to find
it. Well, the video is fantastic because it's people sitting down and having lunch, like probably five people, and just gazing at the spectacle.
Right, and the waitress is just trying to do her job while these jackasses are like yelling and like no one's really paying attention to what they're doing.
No. We have more champion chicks.
What's up, Austin? What you got now?
This guy's sitting down.
You drowning in chowder?
Drowning in chowder.
Would you shoot another steroid this morning, Sully? Because you ain't got basketball to watch anymore.
It seems to me, John, last night, our Atlanta Braves and our Atlanta Hawks made Boston their little biatch.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
No, that's our house now.
And we're feeling good about it.
But actually, we don't want it because it's in Boston.
We're feeling so good. Here we go. Atlanta rocks and Boston sucks, and I'm only telling the truth. Way to go on that brilliant idea to trade away Babe Ruth. It was wicked awesome beating you, and now you're home, just like the Knicks. You may have more championships, but we have more champion chicks. We're shipping you back to Boston. We're shipping you back to Boston. We're shipping you back to Boston.
Would you like hot or mild sauce with your wings, sir? I'm sorry,
yes,
what? Hot or mild sauce
Boston.
With your wings? I can't hear you. What's that?
This one's for Dominique. This one's for Pachulia. This one's for Tree Rollins. This one's for Schroeder.
Can I get another water? I dropped my knife on the floor.
This one's for Millsap. This one's for Pettit. And this one's for Holman. How does that feel, Boston?
Pettit was the guy who played when the franchise was in St. Louis.
Yeah, so they're giving you Dominique and Tree Rollins.
And no one knows who Holman is. No one knows who Pettit is.
No.
Age of 50.
Then they go Schroeder.
Schroeder,
right. Yeah.
Who was on the team at the time.
But why would you give these... This what about Spud?
That's true. You would say guys from the 80s. Tree Rollins is good. That Tree Rollins fits in.
Right. This one's for Doc Rivers. Oh, he's a Celtic.
That doesn't work.
Celtics for a while.
So. All right, Rich. What else?
Let's get to our conspiracy because it's a good one. It is a good one. Once again, if the Patriots would have lost too, this would have been massive, and it would have been kind of funny, to be quite honest.
Okay, we will have that for you in moments.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 88.5 Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is the controversy surrounding the AFC Championship game?
Well, this video and everything was all over the place yesterday, and according to the Herald, the NFL is investigating a report of a laser beam flashed in Tom Brady's face during crunch time of Sunday's AFC Championship game. On the video, you can see it. Tom Brady behind center, and you see a green dot flickering off of Brady's face and upper body multiple times in the fourth quarter. The video clips were first tweeted by a reporter from KMBC out in Kansas City.
Traitor.
Now, Brian, I know, I would be going after him right now. Brian McCarthy, who is the vice president of communications for the NFL, told the Herald that they're looking into the report of the laser beam and that NFL security is taking the lead. What are you going to do? I mean, it's... Game's over? Are you gonna punish someone in the crowd?
You're gonna vigorously take away that man's tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is the charge for that?
Yeah, I don't know, but the pointer was visible during several interesting plays. There was the play between the muffed punt that wasn't and that Sorensen interception. In the clip, you could see the laser beam right on Tom Brady's eyes, or his face rather, right before he handed the ball to Sony Michel, and then and the interception that Daniel Sorensen had, that was another play that it looks like there was a laser beam that was on Tom Brady.
All right, so this is a laser beam coming from how far away, would you say?
Well, you can't tell. I mean, it could be from the 300 section. That's the thing about those laser beam
points. Right,
I mean, you heard Paul Stanley get mad at that one guy with a laser beam.
I cut it out!
It's true. He went off in that concert. How's that schmuck? He kept calling him a schmuck, I think.
Yeah, he's
the schmuck with a laser pointer.
Mama Luke.
So this was a great... Usually it's a red one, but this was a big green one.
Yeah, you don't see many of those. And you see green laser pointers.
I don't even think they make those anymore. Well, I'm being honest.
What would cats have to play with? I mean, you know.
I don't see much of a need for one now when you're presenting something.
Yeah, I don't... Right, I don't know where you would buy one of those. Maybe you could go to Spencer Gift, and they've still got those things.
Or if Spencer Gift is still around.
Oh, it's still around.
I'll take the fake vomit and the laser pointer, if you would. So.
That same beam of light was also spotted during that completion by Brady to Chris Hogan, and also during the one of Rob Gronkowski's big that third down conversion during overtime.
It was lucky.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
So that's just how you want to talk about how amazing Tom Brady was at the end of that game. Just think he did all of that blinded.
Blinded completely by a laser pointer.
It is kind of funny, however. There were experts that were on TV yesterday. I might want to get some audio of them. Very grave. They're saying that all he would be seeing was spots during that game. But yeah, this is obviously a laser pointer expert, so which they have on call just in case.
Yeah, He was just rendered incapable of doing anything by the power of the laser pointer.
Well, I mean, it is a big deal. It can be a big deal. I mean, there's pilots who have reported people getting laser pointers as they're trying to land planes. I think that's a federal offense.
Yeah, it's one thing to be in a plane and be responsible for those lives. See, that's got an opportunity to, shine all over the cockpit and everything else. No, I'm not the big deal laser pointer. Everyone should bring out laser pointers just because they rock.
Just because they're awesome?
Yeah, you can create Rush kind of laser show situation.
It's
going
like a Coldplay
on the
concert, right.
Yeah, if you're at the Garden for a Celtics game, just get a bunch of laser pointers and make a little thing happening for subdivisions.
create your own light show?
Yeah. Every time they play subdivisions at the Bruins game. Just shine them up there. Laura, go ahead.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
So I know we're joking about it, but that crap can do permanent damage to the retina. And I'm wondering, okay, so as the Patriots, you know Tom Brady throws that horrible interception?
In the end zone.
In the end zone. Wasn't that the end zone where they think the pointer was coming from?
Yeah, but they're not saying, there's no footage of him.
Come on.
They're saying it's, I like the way you're thinking, though.
Laura's on it.
Tom Brady is nothing but perfect.
She's on it.
Right.
I'm blaming the laser pointer for that ridiculous interception.
Damn right.
That's what Edelman said. I didn't mean to get in front of that punt. Damn laser pointer was in my eye.
It happened around that time. Yep. Don't you joke.
Exactly.
Somebody get the tape.
That's why he was so excited after the game, because he overcame the laser pointer fiasco. That's why he was celebrating.
Mike, I need laser pointer experts audio of them. They're on the Kansas City television yesterday, and I'm like, this is pretty great.
Laser pointer experts. That's a lucrative field.
How about this? How about this tweet? Arborists use laser pointers to point out limbs on trees. They're green. They can get them at any arborist supply store.
Well, I'll just go to my nearest arbor supply store and load up then.
Thanks, every Dan. Corner. It's always Dunkin' Donuts and Arbor Supply. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, the scopes they're making now for guns have a green dot on them. Oh. So I just, you know, I just something to be concerned. I know he said earlier that, you know, most of the time they're red, and they were for the ones that you could buy handheld. But you can't buy them anymore. But when you buy a scope for a gun, yes, they got really high-powered laser beams on them.
So you're saying someone brought a gun into the game?
No, they brought bought the part.
With the security out there now, I would hope not.
I know. But, that one stuck. That one really
but
sucked.
I'm just saying, most of the times they're guns.
All right,
their green laser beam is on a scope or something like that.
All right, so they did stop the red ones.
I believe they did, yeah. You used to be able to buy those little things. They were really small, and they were really strong. And but you can't get them no more. I mean, you could get them at any little 5 and 10 store at one time.
Right, and I heard that. I heard that they stopped making those. Well, good. Yeah, that's good to walk around. It's good to walk around with something that can be construed as aiming a gun at someone.
We joked about laser experts, and all of a sudden we've got like 10 people on the phone.
Nice.
Lasergate.
Yep.
It would have been funny if that happened at Gillette, though. I mean, all of a sudden, everyone would have gone nuts.
Patriots fans, they're the worst.
Well, it seems like Kansas City is doing their own investigation, so it sounds like it's...
They're ratting out their own. You are right about that,
like
Fred.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like they have a problem with their own people. Now, they don't put up any comeuppance with anyone.
I did not hear about this. Someone on line one is... let me hear about this.
Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. I just wanted to let you guys know that... remember a few years back when Brock Osweiler had that big green laser? That's what this was. This isn't like a little laser pointer. This is like an 8-inch by 8-inch green laser. I'm not saying it affected Tom Brady or anything, but you guys got to look at the image.
It did. It absolutely did. He would have been perfect. But by the way, that is, it's not like, and he's right.
If you How do you get in with an 8-inch by 8-inch piece of metal?
You don't.
No, you don't. If you look at the laser itself, he's right. On the video, it's not like one of those red pointers where it's just a dot. This is like a big circle. Like, it almost looks like it's the size of...
It would be blinding.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Well, that's good that you can just get into an NFL game with a huge metal thing.
And he's right, because I didn't remember this game at all, but it happened in Mexico City back in 2016. But Osweiler's running around the field, and there's a big-ass, like, green dot all over his face. Like, some dude from the 300 section had great aim, because they kept it right on his eyes as he's running around.
Fantastic.
And apparently, the ref came out and said, please refrain from shooting lasers on the field.
Well,
I'm sure that stopped everything.
I think it did, actually.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
I think it was probably an old roadie from the Leonard Skinner.
And ironically, Osweiler was better with the green laser.
No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.